Armadoxy for today, celestial timetable. I stood looking up at the heavens, waiting for the moon to eclipse the sun. We were in Texas to witness this unique phenomena that takes place every year or two when the moon passes between the earth and sun in such a manner to be referred to as a solar eclipse. What made this one special was that it was accessible to us, giving us a chance to view it in real time and real life. Slowly the moon made its way in front of the sun as we viewed through welder's glasses. We watched as a small sliver was bitten out of the sun. Slowly that sliver became larger and larger into the shape that resembled, well, a Pac-Man. It was 1:30 in the afternoon when the sun was totally covered. We took off our glasses and looked straight up. In the darkness, the moon stood directly over us, with solar flares some 93 million miles behind the moon, framing it perfectly. And perfectly is the operative word of this celestial event. You see, centuries ago, astronomers studying the skies and the motions of the sun and moon pinpointed this eclipse precisely with a time and a location. For us, it was the desert of Texas. Trains, planes, and automobiles will be delayed, but not so with the movements of these giant worlds. The perfection of creation is evident in the patterns and paths that we observe and measure. Today we pray a prayer of praise from Scripture, from the book of Sirach. The sun, when it appears, proclaims as it rises what a marvelous instrument it is. Great is the Lord who made it. At His orders, it hurries on its course.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.